Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold the whole society today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Mr. Motivator Show. And no, you have not tuned into the wrong show. This is not Mr. Motivator, but this is a Mr. Motivator wannabe, I would assume you could say. Let me say this. Mr. Motivator will not be here today, so I have graciously accepted the fact that he chose me to be his guest host today. And if you're wondering who I am, this is Lois, and I have a show that's called Let's Talk Truth. But I'm going to stand in Mr. Motivator's shoes today. Now, those are some awfully big shoes to fill, but either way, I'm going to try and fill them or make this show very interesting enough for you to really enjoy it today. Mr. Motivator will not be here today. He could not be here because he's on location. He's filming an upcoming movie, so we want to all give him kudos for that. And that's why I'm sitting in for him. Now, today, the Mr. Motivator Show is going to examine the qualities and the characteristics of a true friend. And is this not what I'm being today? A true friend to sit in for him for his show. This discussion is going to also explore the value of a real friend, how to be a friend to others, and the important role that real friends have in our lives, that we're trying to climb that ladder of success. The title of our show is Mr. Motivator and Who Is He? But before we go into who Mr. Motivator is, we're going to talk about friends, being a friend, the quality of a friend. You all, if you want to, you can actually call in and listen to this show live at area code 323-580-5712. He's not equipped at this moment to take calls, but that's coming, so just keep looking out for it. We're going to talk today about a real friend. What does a real friend do? A real friend, we believe, comes with... is a person that share. You know, a real friend is not a selfish individual, want to keep everything to themselves. So if we talk during this time and you figure out which side of this category you're going to be in, maybe you want to stand still where you are, or we might want to enhance ourselves and change ourselves. But to me, a real friend is someone who shares good, bad, and ugly. They share everything that's going to be uplifting to that person's life. And if you ever run across somebody you don't want to share things with, afraid they're going to judge you or say or make it hard on you later on when they find out that you've not quite been where they thought you should be, and they make your life miserable because they want to say all sorts of negative things about you. Well, I thought she was this and I thought he was that. But come to find out, girl, do you know what he did? So that's without fear. Having a friend, you don't fear being who you are. And not necessarily saying that you don't have room for growth, because I believe we all have room for growth until we close our eyes in death. And so we're not in a position to try and judge anybody, but we have to actually walk according to what is true and sound in our lives. And so when we get to the point about, you know, what kind of friend are we? Some of us, if we look at it, we're terrible friends. We're not good friends. We're not good wives. We're not good husbands. We're not good siblings. Not good nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles. We're not good anything. because we have a lot of growth, and a lot of people aren't willing to grow. We aren't willing to change. One thing about being a good friend, you have to get to the point where you're not always going to be the center of attention. And when we find friends who always want to be the center of attention, guess what? It's a one-sided relationship. So that's what we're trying to resolve in a lot of our lives today. And if you look at friends, what true friends are, true friends sacrifice sometimes. Have you ever seen a person or you thought you had a friend and they never wanted to give up anything? No time, you know, well, I can't do it on this day. Sometimes being a friend means you have to come out of your comfort zone. You have to give away something that is so meaningful to you, but you want to give it to the other person. And I believe this is how we grow, and this is how we're able to put ourselves in the proper category. Now, as you know, I do a show, Let's Talk Truth, so I'll tell you in a minute. Everything that I do in life, everything that you do in life has to go back to Christ. You just cannot form anything. Mr. Motivator can't motivate you, and you can't do what you need to do if you're not wanting to do it the right way, because it's not going to work. I don't care how many years you've been doing it. If you've been doing it 80 years the wrong way, it's going to eventually fail. So we have to take that into consideration. I truly admire Mr. Motivator, and once we have established some friend guidelines, and then we're going to kind of pick Mr. Motivator apart and see where he falls in this line or in this category, okay? One thing I took from the scripture, and this is Proverbs 2:24-25, it says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." You know, that's that right there ring volumes. Because how many times have we attached ourselves to the wrong people? And we declare they're our friends, but they do in and everything. They don't care about people. They don't care about situations. They don't care about anything. And before you know it, that nice little loving person that you used to be, you're all of a sudden just like them. I know two young ladies. One young lady was just, very humble, very meek, but they started hanging around a particular girl. And they actually say, "This is my friend," and they will get angry with you if you say something negative about that friend. So they really consider themselves as being that person's friend. And when one is not around, when the other girl is not around, you cannot tell she's not around, because this person tries to talk like her, emulate her in every capacity. And she doesn't realize how that makes her look. See, there's a thing in friendship that I believe all of us need to have, the ability to lead. We should not just be a follower in everything, because if we are following everything, then we will follow somebody right to the jumping off hole. And so we have to be, in our minds, the right kind of person to attach ourselves to the right kind of person. And one thing that I truly believe that, if we are focused on ourselves and how we're supposed to be and our desires to do the right thing, we're going to attach ourselves to the right people, because you're not going to look at someone you know that's doing something out of the ordinary and attach yourself to that person and say, "Oh, that's my friend." I don't think, and as I said earlier in the show, a friend is someone who will share things, but a friend is also someone who will stand up and tell you the truth. And who would tell you the truth, say, "Girl, look, you doing this, or you sleeping around, and you sleeping around with 3, 4, 5 guys, that is not cute." You know, because, and we will share things with our friends that let them know, "I'm not judging you, sweetheart, but this is just facts. Number one, there are too many diseases out there. that we need to be careful how we spread ourselves so very thin. There are just a number of things we need to look at on the female perspective and on the male perspective. Our young men, if my best friend is sagging pants, walking around thugged out, guess what? That's what I'm going to start doing. And we lose out a lot. I used to have a young man that lived with me, and every time he wanted to be a thug because he thought that was what was getting him the attention he needed. See, sometimes our friends want attention, and they don't care whether it's negative attention. All they want is that attention. So we have to really start focusing, am I a good friend? And sometimes, you're going to stick with me no matter what. No, I'm going to leave you alone, because if you're the kind of friend that's leading me down a negative path, I can't be your friend. You know, I can pray for you. I can encourage you, but I cannot walk in the fire you're walking in, because I promise you, if you're caught in the wrong place and I'm caught in the wrong place, they're not going to say, well, that's just a friend, let them go. No, I'm going to be held accountable just like you are. So I think that we have to go, it's a lot when we talk about friendship. And if my friend have issues, you know, most of us now have issues. We're angry about everything. Well, there's a root cause of that anger. And if my best friend is so angry, when will they ever have the opportunity to be positive, to think positive? And if I'm hanging around with them and they're negative every day, guess what? I'm going to start being negative. And another scripture that I love so much, it's come from Proverbs 20:6. And it says, many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? You know, me, myself, on a personal level, if I say I'm your friend, I'll give you anything I have. I share everything. There's only two things I won't share with my friends, and that is my man. I don't feel like we should share him. And my personal clothing, articles of clothing that fits next to my skin. I won't share those things. You know, if I have to give you something like that, I'll just give it to you. But we get to this point where I will give everything. But now I've had some friends that I thought was my friends. They were very limited. They would give me something but nothing that they really wanted. And I think that is kind of horrible, and that shows a lack of the reliability and the diligence in a person. If I'm your friend, yet I'm a limited friend. No one needs a limited friend, because we need somebody that's going to be there for us anytime we call. You know, you're my friend, but don't call me past 10. At night. We're friends, but don't ask me for my last dollar, because I'm not going to give it to you. How many times have you, as a friend, given someone your last that you thought was your friend or that you declared was your friend? We very seldom find that. And if we give them our last, we'll never hear the end of it. Have you ever had a friend that you never wanted them to do anything for you because they were going to throw it up in your face forever and ever and ever? Well, that's what we have to look forward to in a society as we have today. No one really knows what it's like or what it is to be a true friend. A true friend. Sometimes a true friend will have to stand up and take up for a person. Or, you know, I know my friend may be so-and-so, but don't talk about them. Or not to the point where you want to fight somebody about them, but say, listen, I realize my friend is having issues, but let's pray for him. Let's stop right now and pray for him rather than talk about him. And then, but if we get to the point where we put our friends above what's right, and we put our friends above what is true, then what does that say for us? And you find some people, you can't get them to be a friend during regular situations. But when it comes down to a fight, oh, man, let's all get, you know, let's get together and beat up somebody, because this is what we do for our friends. We don't let anybody, you don't jump on my friend, bring the whole crew, because I promise you this is what's going to be going on. Well, that's not a good friend. Like I say, a friend will try and make peace. A friend is a peacemaker, not a peace breaker. A friend will try to talk you out of doing the things that you're trying to do that brings about a negative response. One thing that we should ask ourselves at the end of this broadcast, what kind of friend am I? Think about how long you've been knowing a person. Think about where you met that person. Then think about what your relationship is all about. One thing that I can say for sure, that a man and his wife should be each other's best friend. A man should not say, you know, brother so-and-so is my best friend. No, your wife should be your best friend. And wife, when you have this, hey, girlfriend, right there, nip that in the bud, because that your best friend should be your husband. And vice versa. So, and a lot of our young people, oh, my God, they cannot stand to be friends with their parents. I'm not saying being buddy with them. I'm not saying run with them. But someone you can trust. You should be able to trust your mother and trust your father or whomever God has placed in your life to be your guardian. You should be able to trust them. But we would rather trust everybody else that's got us in an uproar, that have us angry at the world and wanting to do everything against what's right. But we would rather listen to them than to listen to the sound doctrine that has been placed in front of us. So when we talk about friends, man, don't you know friends have there's a lot to think about. When we use that word friend, I used to tell my kids all the time when they were little growing up, my friend is, I said, girl, you don't have friends, you have associates. How many of you have heard that before? That you don't have a friend, you have associates. And you know how you know that they're not friends? Because you've seen that limited side of them. One thing about a friend will go all the way. A friend will go all the way. In your life, a friend's not just going to stop when the times get rough. A friend is going to stand there and help you weather that storm. And a friend is going to stand there and say, look, this is the wrong path. Let's jump off this road and get back on the right road. But I'm going to be here for you. So as I pose this question to each of you, what kind of friend are you? What are your qualities in the character of the real friend that you are? How do you value the friend that you have? Some people don't value the good things that has been given to us. When we get down to the point where most friends have people in their lives that they don't compliment them or enhance their lives in any way as being their friends, they become jealous of them. You can tell when people are jealous. Anytime you try to excel at something, they want to hold you down. They're going to hold you down regardless. And what I want people to understand, as long as you're holding your friend down, you're not going anywhere either. You're absolutely sitting right down there where you're holding them. So that's one thing we have to get to the core of the matter. There's nothing my friend has that I want. I want what's right for me. And if I work my load and my friend works that load, then we come together and we have an awesome relationship. Because what they're excelling in and what I'm excelling in, we can put that together and become an awesome force. And this is why we have so many controversies about being friends. Now, we have talked about being friends today and what a friend stands for and the qualities of a friend and all of this. let's pick apart Mr. Motivator. First of all, Mr. Motivator is an awesome educator. He can walk in a classroom, and the person that's in that classroom that maybe hadn't done an assignment the whole year, when Mr. Motivator finishes with that class, that person is motivated to turn in their work or to do something. Because sometimes our people that we're trying to educate need to feel that they're important, and that's what Mr. Motivator brings to the table. He's an awesome educator. And anywhere he goes in the city where he resides, he sees former students that have been his students back in the day, and they always say, aren't you Mr. Motivator? Oh, my goodness, I can remember when you know, since you taught me, I've gone on to do this. And that is an awesome thing to feel, or an awesome way to feel, because it'll make you know that I've done something positive with my life. Mr. Motivator is a former engineer, so, yeah, he has a little brains. He knows how to do math, okay? He's a stand-up comedian, and as I said earlier, motivational speaker. He's an actor, and he's an author of a book entitled Success is an Attitude. So if y'all want to try to figure out the right thing to do or the right path to take in life, get your attitude right. Get a positive attitude. I don't care what's going on negative in your life. Don't dwell on that negative part. You pick out the positive part and then push that. So, you know, by Mr. Motivator being an educator, a former engineer, stand-up comedian, motivational speaker, actor, author, he wears many hats. He has many hats on his head. But it's one thing that I will call him this day. Mr. Motivator is my friend. He is a friend. He's there when you're just feeling down and out. And he's not one to flaunt anything he has or any position he has. He doesn't flaunt it in your face. He uses it for a positive advantage to help you. And I just enjoy being his friend. He and I and his wife, we can all sit down and we can just have a good time. We can laugh as hard, you know, so hard till we cry, and we can cry so hard until we laugh. But all in all, out of everything that we might call Mr. Motivator today, he is my friend. I love him. And one thing that we've learned, and we want to try to pass it on to each of you, if you're trying to go somewhere in life, you cannot go by yourself. You will not ever be able to go by yourself. You were not made to go by yourself. Everything, the only person that's ever gone by themselves was Jesus Christ, and he went to the cross by himself, because none of us was worthy enough, or none of us could have done that. Now, we are supposed to be there for one another. If you're to excel in life, you have to be surrounded by good friends. Good friends are very, very important. And this is why I believe society tries to make friendship look so bad or make it not attractive, because it does take more than you to accomplish your success. If you're trying to climb a ladder of success, one thing, somebody has to help you set the ladder up. And then once you get the ladder up, who's going to give you a hand up on that first rung? And once you get up so high, if you're like me, you have a problem with height, who's going to be on the ground encouraging you? Go ahead, you can do it. You can do it. Go ahead, take that next step. You don't have to be afraid of anything. And then once I get up to the top, if I don't have a friend, who am I going to share it with? It's not a good feeling to be at the top and try to share success with yourself, because you've been a part of the experience from the ground floor. So who will you share it with? You need a friend to share that with. And only you know who your friend is. So, and only you know if you're worthy of someone calling you friend. All I know is that anything you undertake to do in life, I don't care where it is, if you're going from city to city, it's not good to go alone. Even if you're just driving to work, we don't like being alone. That's why we play our music. We play music. We do everything because we don't like being alone. And it's not good to be alone. You need a good friend. And I think that people who don't believe that they need a good friend, I really pray for you because it's sadly something wrong with you inside. And if you don't feel like you need a good friend, then that means you're not working to be a good friend. And I just thank Mr. Motivator for giving me this opportunity to share with all of you listeners my views on the quality and characteristics of being a true friend, because having a true friend is very, very, very important for us to succeed. And I just, when everything is said and done, I want my legacy to be that I was a real true friend. I was a friend to others, and my friendship helped to motivate somebody or to move somebody a little bit further up that ladder of success, because I believe success is not success if you don't have someone to share it with. And there's a song that I want y'all to remember. Now, I'm not old enough to remember this song. Mr. Motivator does. He remembers because he's way older than me. But this song that says, "No man is an island and no man stands alone." Everything that you need to accomplish in life, you have to accomplish it with someone who cares about you, someone who loves you, and someone who is not jealous of you and want to hold you down and hold you back, but will push you to the limit. I will push you as far as I can push you because I want you to succeed. And once you succeed and you become successful, I pray that you turn around and give me your hand and say, "Now let me help you up here where I am," and not make me feel like I owe you something when I'm up there standing beside you. And as we have a lot of people like that, I'll pull you up, but I'm very well going to make you remember I'm the one that pulled you up. I'm the one that gave you this. I'm the one who did that. And if you are walking in that position, no, I'm sorry, you're not a good friend. You are not a good friend. So being Mr. Motivator is an awesome opportunity for him to encourage the hearts of everyone, and I thank him for that, and I thank him for allowing himself to be used in that capacity, because you have to be willing to be used in order to be a friend to someone else, and that is the most awesome thing you can be, because everybody can't do that. Everybody won't do that. And as Mr. Motivator will automatically say for everyone, and his he always say for you to dare to dream. You know, dream about the things you want to do. Don't let it frighten you. You can dare to dream. You can be the thing, everything that you want to be. And I want to leave some thoughts with you on the importance of being a good friend. And if you don't feel like you're in that capacity, then just change. Do something different. Do something different. And Mr. Motivator says every time he's on the air, he says, "Dare to dream. Keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life." And if you want to make that out true, keep standing in there. Don't worry about how long it's going to take you. Just stand there until it happens. Be all that you can be until it happens. Because I want to just encourage Mr. Motivator, wherever you are this morning, know that I call you my friend. And I'm closing and loving you with the heart of God.